BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's podcast. On it, innuendo bingo with Sunita. Chris was wearing her iconic leaf dress and she wore just an electric pink sports bra. You might want to watch the video on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, it's there. One of our listeners won a chance to go to Radio 1's Live Lounge Christmas with Fern as special guest next week. Kristen Wiig pops in for a chat and Chris does a review of her film with her sat next to him. Oh, and Greg James plays Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I won't bore you with any more details of the Radio 1 Christmas party. You've probably had it all day. And I want to talk to you instead about Phil and Alice's bedroom DJ party last night, which was amazing.
Really good fun.
Really good fun. Do you remember that? Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So I turned up, which nobody was expecting. I went for the annual DJ photo, which we all have. We all have a little picture taken together. It's a nice little, you know, thing to do every year for us all lot to get together. And then...
And then you snuck off.
Well, no, I didn't sneak off. I took champagne to Fern Cotton, Carver, and she drank that. And then I snuck off because I wanted to be in a good way for Phil and Alice later on.
Yeah.
And I actually succeeded.
But, I mean, you left the Christmas party in the early stages, went home.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is the thing, you drove back in.
Yeah.
You were completely...
No drinks were on at all. Listen to this.
Guys, thank you so much for turning up, especially you, Scott Mills.
I know, who'd have thought?
He's here. Hello. Scott Mills!
I can't believe it. Yes.
Yeah, so I drove here, so hadn't been drinking. However, there were two or three other stragglers that came in, and then Greg and Chris came in. A little bit boisterous, weren't you, from the coming straight from the Radio 1 Christmas party?
Well, you know what those parties are like. They're emotional. You're high on life.
Yeah, and here's me telling you off for heckling the presenters on air at the time.
There are pictures of the night so far up on the Radio 1 Facebook page. Me in bed with Dan Kroll, incriminating. And Chris's amazing Christmas get-up.
Guys, it's looking good. Get on the Facebook gallery right now.
Don't heckle Phil and Alice. They're on air.
It's amazing.
Oh, Greg's like, Dan Lowell. And you're like, bleh.
Play that again.
There are pictures of the night so far up on the Radio 1 Facebook page. Me in bed with Dan Kroll, incriminating. And Chris's amazing Christmas get-up.
Guys, it's looking good. Get on the Facebook gallery right now.
And then we played some...
I'm so embarrassed.
Good, you should be. We played some smooth R&B. Some slow jams. You can listen again. If you get the BBC Radio iPlayer app for your phone... You can listen to loads of BBC Radio on there, or the Radio 1 and One Extra stuff, and Phil and Alice's bedroom DJ party from last night. So get the app, listen again, but it's not for young ears, it's for late night radio.
Mm.
Definitely worth staying there, I think.
I've just learned some swears and parts of the body that I didn't even know existed.
My mum didn't sign the form. I'm not supposed to be here.
That was the British mouth mafia, I'm so sorry.
You guys are the sultans of sleaze.
Yeah. Greg was like, okay, so... They've called us the Swedish House Mafia of the bedroom. I think we can do better than that. What about, I've got it, the British Mouth Mafia? And I was like, that's rubbish. How many drinks have you had? He's like, he was really proud of it. Yeah, we're the British Mouth Mafia. Doesn't make any sense.
He kept saying it. I didn't understand.
Yeah, I was like, it's rubbish. We play songs like this. There's one song we can only play 1 minute 45 of because it was filth. So if you like your smooth grooves, then get that Phil and Alice bedroom DJ party. Listen again, not for young ears, on the Radio 1 BBC iPlayer app or website. Yes! Pitbull's on with Kesha, love. This is Timber. Innuendo Bingo is coming up at 1:45 today with Sunita.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm very excited to announce that Sunita is here to play Innuendo Bingo today. Hi, love.
How you doing?
I'm really good. It's nice to see you.
You too. I'm very excited.
I see Sunita at a lot of game shows, quiz shows, Pointless, Family Fortunes recently. Obviously, we can't tell you who... did what and if we did well. I lost to you and Chico on Pointless.
First thing I've ever won in my life.
Was it?
Yes, so we can say that again. He lost to me on Pointless.
Yes, I did. I'm really pleased you agreed to this today. I asked you a while ago and I said to watch the video and see what you think. Now, did you see the videos?
No.
Oh, God.
So I don't understand why... Well, you know what?
Okay. Should we just go for it?
Yeah, I think we should just go for it. I've heard what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, good. So you do get wet.
You do get wet.
Yeah, have you...
He's going to get wetter than me.
Yes, he is. Do you have a change of clothes?
No. What, that wet? They didn't tell me about the change of clothes. I've got a ski jacket and wellies.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah. Yes, you have. Thing is, Sunita always looks absolutely impeccable.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank
and I'm just...
Will my hair get wet?
Possibly.
It can get quite wet.
Have you ever seen me?
Well,
you've seen me with my afro before.
Yeah. Now, what we've done, Sunita, is a special treat. Is Chris here, who normally plays bingo with all the contestants, with all the celebrities. We've dressed him in your iconic leaf dress, which is made of paper. So you can see this now on the
on the cameras. Yeah, I think it's a shame you should have warned me about that as well, because I hate being upstaged.
I know. And then you there you are in a, you know,
in
a very
black,
a very nice black thing. But then he's wearing two massive paper leaves. Yeah. How are you feeling right now, Chris?
Weird.
Yeah. Not as weird as Sunita feels, I imagine.
Yeah, really?
So Chris is playing in Sunita's leaves. Now, on the Radio 1 website, we're going to play one more song. If you want to get on the cameras, get to a screen, anywhere that you can get the Radio 1 website, you can watch this. So your phone, also on your laptop, computer, tablet.
I'm going to take my top off.
Hello?
Hey?
What?
No, but I've
sure.
got a bra on.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh. bbc.co.uk/radio1 Bingo is happening with Sunita next.
Da, da.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but today Innuendo Bingo is with actual Sunita.
Da, da, da.
Legend! So, if you want to watch this, get on the Radio 1 website now, on your phone, on your computer, on your laptop. Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You'll be pleased to announce that Sunita has taken her black top off and is wearing an incredible pink sports bra. I mean, wow. And Chris is wearing some leaves that Sunita wore once on The X Factor and they became quite famous. We made those in a little arts and crafts session before the show today. Just a little bit of cardboard and it's good, aren't they?
How do I look?
Pretty.
Yeah,
pretty.
Pretty.
Cool. Okay, so the rules of the game are our listeners send in lots of innuendo from the TV and radio, so stuff that sounds a bit rude but kind of isn't. Obviously, you put a lot of water in your mouth, and then what happens if you find the clip funny, the water will obviously spill out. Or spray out onto the other contestant. There is a no hands rule, so once you've taken the water, don't try and put your hand up to your mouth to stop it. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm very pleased to have you on today, Sunita. This is fantastic.
Here we go, Sunita, nice fill your cheeks.
Cheers. Good luck, everybody, and let's play. Get online and watch this right now. The cameras are on. First, over to Channel 5. Oh, yes. Good. She's filled her cheeks. Well, that's good. Mm. Channel 5 show about truck drivers. And I know Eddie Stobart insisted on discipline, but it seems they have a schedule for absolutely everything on this show.
From the Sherburn Depot, Ashley's driving to a distribution centre in Livingston, where he's due to drop his load at 5 p.m.
Oh, wow.
This is a weird one.
This is strange. So that's...
I'm sorry, I got someone
my leaves are soggy.
Got someone who's little...
The leaves on the little... Yeah.
Those leaves, big leaves,
be careful.
Need to be...
Eddie Stobart there as a little warm-up.
Where he's due to drop his load at 5 p.m.
Sunita's now blowing on your leaves to to make sure that they stay dry.
No close-ups, please.
No close-ups, please.
Oh, my word.
Okay,
no.
Water, please. More water.
I need more water because he really got me there.
Yeah, you
Did
need
you
to get him back,
Sunita.
Did
you just push a whole cup in one?
No, but I want extra.
I love how serious you're taking this. Okay, some top advice now. From this week's Sunday brunch. Here we go.
If it's too stiff, it just goes dry, and that's good for nothing.
Okay. Dowell and Joanne sent that one in. Everyone's fine. No water spilt. Now a classic from Sarah Cox. Once again, oversharing.
It's just so horrible. It's like the worst start to the day ever. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk about my the hairy plug hole there.
Oh, Sunita. Gone right over my lower leaf.
I'm enjoying this a lot.
I feel like I've wet myself.
My, the hairy plug hole.
Sunita, that's perfectly normal. Everyone says that.
Oh, it's colder when you're not wearing any clothes, Scott.
I bet it is. I mean, you're both not wearing that much. It must be colder than ever. Okay, now we're going to cross to MasterChef The Professionals here on Innuendo Bingo. Water, please. And I'm not really sure it was appropriate for Greg Wallace to ask this question of one of his colleagues.
That's ferocious, isn't it, Monica? Is that absolutely necessary to bash it that vigorously?
Oh, do you know what? My squirt is not... this is a trick. I need to practice my...
Just spit it all over him.
Is that absolutely necessary to bash it that vigorously?
Down in Tunbridge, send that one. Okay.
You okay, Sunita?
Mine is all going there, isn't it?
I know, it's like you're aiming for it.
On the leaves. And next. Ready?
Yep.
Let's head over to some bird watching on Countryfile.
Bearded tit. What an absolutely stunning creature that is.
Oh. Oh, man, this is going well.
The leaves are coming loose.
And now, more water, please. Let's move on. We cross to a new show on ITV about the paranormal, hosted by Julia Bradbury. Mm-hmm. Now, here is Julia investigating some doors which keep opening by themselves. Now, I know it's a scary situation, but I didn't think Julia would react quite like this.
So, I've examined the footage. Now time to see if I can open the doors without being seen.
It's very difficult not to follow through, isn't it?
Right. Chris is having a little wee up his mouth. Sunise is absolutely fine.
It's very difficult not to follow through, isn't it?
Mm. Okay. No, I just don't get it.
Right.
Okay. Oh. More water, please.
Are you wet, Sunita? Mm. Are you,
Ready? Here we go. Uh-huh. You can use that same water, Sunita. And now... this is happening. Now, an important fact from the Gulf.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Sneeter is doing Sneeter's doing
I'm
really well.
I choked myself.
Oh, Sneeter.
Okay, just spray him. Just spray him next time. Get him. And next, we go over to the current series of X Factor. I'm imagining this is something you've been following, Sneeter. And I think we'd all suspected that this kind of thing went on backstage, but weren't quite sure.
So, Gary has chosen his final six acts for judges' houses. And waiting nervously backstage for their turn are Louis' boys.
I love that one.
Genius.
Right, me. Okay. More water, please. You're listening to and hopefully watching Inuna Bingo with Sunita. This is legendary stuff. Okay. And as they fill their cheeks, a classic now from Alan Titchmarsh, talking us through a very special trick of his.
I mean, look, it's not fair, is it? You just go away for a bit and I'll have a fiddle. And when you come back, I'll have three balls.
Oh, man. Oh, poor Sunita. Please don't have a diva fit, Sunita, because it all went in there.
Oh, Sunita, you legend.
This is... Wow. That was...
Watched the video, right?
That was Yeah Maybe. That was worse than I thought it would be.
This might be a classic bingo.
I think it could be.
Like,
I know, it all goes through. I know, it's awful. Okay, back to last week now on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And while planning the Radio 1 football match... Grimmy lets slip that he knows quite a lot about one former X Factor contestant.
Rylan has messaged us.
He is not playing for the team.
Why? Rylan could be good. Rylan's got a good height on him. Looks like he could be quite speedy. Looks like he could take a good tackle.
No, it's fine. Thank you. And now over to the one show. As we hopefully refill the water or use what you already have, up to you. Over to the one show. And that show, I have to say, has changed a lot since I last watched it, as you're about to hear.
It's a real effort, like, I've got to be honest. There's a proper workout.
And it's not thick yet. As it gets thicker, it's going to get harder.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thing.
fine. Okay.
Excuse me.
Matt and John in Reading.
My lash is coming off.
You're okay. I've tried to purchase
your lashes
are good from your face.
You know what? I think we're going to have to get ready after this party. We're going to have to get ready again. We can't go like this, mate.
Can I come with you? Dressed
like this?
Might
as well. Actually, yes, because you'll distract them.
Sunita's going to a party and, yeah. Anyway, a recent favourite here, not long now, we're still not sure what this weird slang is that Michael Portillo is using. Water, please. Here we go.
For those travellers in 1913 clutching their Bradshaws in one hand and their John Ruskin in the other...
I don't even know what that means. Good work, Sunita.
That was funny because we didn't know what it was.
No, no. It's just this strange slang.
Clutching their Bradshaws in one hand.
And now, a classic from Radio 4.
Oh, I'm starting to get cold.
Okay.
Yes, cold.
One more.
Can we pour the water, please?
Mm-hmm. One more.
It's a bit of a diva demand.
Can we have room temperature, please? Sunita asked for room temperature. Find a classic from Radio 4.
Sunita, are these leaves covering up properly? You're not getting any... side there. No, fine.
Classic from Radio 4. A discussion about an old explorer who had an ill-advised plan involving a donkey. I haven't played the clip yet. All right, here we go. Let's try and get through this, guys. Here we go. Ill-advised plan involving a donkey.
She did the...
Sorry. Sorry, Sunita.
Poor Sunita's getting it every time and nothing's happened. I've just said about a donkey.
Don't be cheeky. Can you just grab us a water?
I'm so sorry, Sunita.
Do you know
she'll
what?
Never come back on our show now.
Exactly.
Exactly, I won't. Okay, here we go.
You're the best, Sunita. Come on. We can do this.
Here we go. I'll just play the clip. Won't do the intro.
She did. The longest journey she did was 25 miles in one day across a mountain pass. But they did realise that actually it was quite unsafe going down on a donkey.
So that was...
Can't say that.
An incredible round of innuendo bingo with legend Sunita.
Such a legend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm sorry if we've made you wet for your next meeting slash party.
Slash party.
Thanks, guys. That was great. Amazing. Thanks for listening.
Do we
thanks
have hair
for watching.
And makeup, please?
Yes, sure. Radio fixed? 1. Always hair and makeup, yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How hot is Sunita? Oof. Wow.
That was weird.
That was weird. And there will be a video of that later on the Radio 1 YouTube. You join us, listeners, as there are tense
Don't
scenes.
Draw attention to it.
Tense scenes
there's
here
no,
in the.
There's actually no need
in
to.
In the Radio 1 studio.
I'm going to.
There's nothing wrong
I'm
with...
I'm going to get you back.
What's wrong with putting that picture up on the internet, on Twitter?
Right.
What's wrong with it?
Don't
people just
retweet.
People just saw you in those leaves for 11 minutes. If they watched it online, what's wrong with putting a little picture up?
Okay, if this... And it's gone up. If this... And
you want me to delete it now?
No, you deleted it. No, do you know what you did, which was proper cheek? You deleted it.
You told me to delete it, and then I put it back up again when you said it was fine.
It's not fine, is it? Basically... This now means that any pictures that are taken outside of work or anything like that will now be fair game.
No, they won't.
They will.
That was taken in a work environment.
Yeah. Let's brush over it anyway. I'm not saying what it is, mate. And don't retweet.
Of course I won't.
No. Chris, who works on the show, is now hovering over the retweet button.
Oh.
It's going to happen.
What, from the Radio 1 Twitter?
It will happen, won't it?
Look, people just saw it if they watched it online. It'll be a YouTube hit, probably. So loads of people will see it.
Moobs.
Not at all. It's not.
And it's the unfortunate positioning of the card. I don't look good. And that's why you've taken the photo.
No, it isn't. I just took it as a random shot. I'm sorry for sharing it.
It's the unfortunate positioning of my undercard.
It is. It's the card. It's the card. The leaves are made of card. It was an art and craft session we did before the show.
It looks like...
It's just unfortunate.
You know the plate I bought you for Christmas? Where there's just one out.
Just the one out, yeah. Anyway, let's not draw any more... Oh, it's not on there now. Yeah, all right, good. Okay, I can see why. It's because the...
It's out of control now. There's literally nothing I can say to anyone. It's
string. It's because the string is also... that's holding up the leaves is digging into. It makes it look a lot worse than it is, believe me. So that was Sunita on Innuendo Bingo. Okay, so I've got some breaking news for you, which is very exciting. Get your phone out and put in your calendar this. Next Tuesday at 1:45 p.m. on Innuendo Bingo. Is this actually happening? Will Ferrell.
It... It's just unbelievable.
For all of us here at News Center 4, I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
I recorded that off cassette. So, Innuendo Bingo with Will Ferrell. Listen and watch. This is probably the most epic one we will ever do. And it's happening on Tuesday at 1:45. Will Ferrell plays Innuendo Bingo.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
We've had so many good ones recently.
This will be, I mean, it's huge.
This
it's
is the, next.
It's the biggest.
Next level. So that is happening, 1:45. Tell everybody you know that Will Ferrell is playing Innuendo Bingo. Make sure you watch it. Put it in your phone so you remember. Tuesday on this show at 1:45. It's massive news.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You all right, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. I can take the picture down if
just
you want me to.
Just don't talk about
right,
it.
All right, so we won't talk about it anymore. Coming up after three, Kristen Wiig's going to be here. I love her.
She's so cool.
Yeah. So we went to see this new film yesterday. She's in it with Ben Stiller. It's called Secret Life of Walter Mitty. I've been seeing the trailers on the TV for a while. It's one of those films I did want to kind of tick off my list to see. Hmm. That doesn't happen that often, but the trailer really looks really good. So didn't disappoint me yesterday.
No, funny.
And it was weird going to the cinema with you at 9:30 in the morning.
It was, yeah.
And it was almost like we were on a date, really, wasn't it? It was slightly romantic.
It was certainly odd because you know it's weird going and seeing the film before it goes out. You go to one of these kind of screenings,
a very small screening room,
and they confiscate your phones.
Yeah, they set your phone off for you. You can imagine how much that doesn't sit well with me.
So we actually had to talk before the film. Rather,
it was
than
really
just
weird because normally my head would be down and I'd be like texting, tweeting. But yeah, we had to talk. We talked a little bit during the film. The bits we found funny, but before and after was the hardest bit, wasn't it? Just the chatting away. Forgot what it was like.
But there's loads of professional people in there, and generally they do the reviews and things like that, professional reviews. I thought I might get involved in this today. I've not really run this past you yet.
What's that?
I'd do a review of the film.
While she's here?
For her, yes.
Right. Okay.
I thought it could be my new thing. Do you remember we did this a while ago where I did film reviews?
Yeah. What, so you now want to do this thing where every time we get a Hollywood A-list star in, you do the review of the film in front of them?
I like this because,
oh God,
because generally you have all the critics and they, you know, they do the professional film reviews. But generally I don't think the actors who are in the film really see it.
No, and unless they choose to read them. But you're going to be here right there with them, giving them one of their first
An
reviews of the
review.
Film. Sure, okay.
I'm not going to lie, it was a good film.
Yeah.
Don't expect anything too scathing here. Don't be worried that we're going to insult her.
Okay,
anything,
right, that's good. Because I really like her. She came in before. I wanted to come in again. So Kristen Wiig at about 3:10 this afternoon, and we will give her a review of her film, Secret Life of Walter Mitty, while she sits there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, generally, people can't believe that we've got Will Ferrell for Innuendo Bingo next week. It's just amazing.
It's the biggest one.
It's blown my mind. Until now, I think the biggest one was Gerard Butler. Do you think that Gerard Butler will mind being bumped off for Ron Burgundy?
No, but I think Gerard Butler would accept that.
I think he would, yeah. So Will Ferrell next week, 1:45 on Tuesday. There are people retweeting this like mad at the moment. Louise has been on. Jessica, Nick's like, oh no, I'm going to be in a meeting at 1:45 on Tuesday. Don't worry about it. We've got it covered. Videos will be on Radio 1 YouTube after. We can't not put that on the Radio 1 YouTube afterwards. You know? If you can't watch it live, don't worry about it. Maybe if you'll be working without access to listen to Radio 1, even if you can't sneak your phone in and listen and watch, maybe you'll be at school or at college, don't worry about it. You'll be able to listen again on the BBC Radio iPlayer app and you'll be able to watch the full video on the Radio 1 YouTube.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And Kristen Wiig is here again.
Hi.
It's like you never went.
I know. I've been here the whole time.
It's quite weird because, I mean, it may have been like 4 or 5 months ago we saw you, but it doesn't feel that long ago.
You're right. It was.
And you remembered us, which is nice.
Of course I do.
You were like, oh, hi again. I was like, oh, she remembered. if you want to see this interview,
Yeah, you do. Go on the Radio 1 website now. It's on your computer, on your laptop, on your phone. You can even watch it on your phone now. It's really modern.
You can go watch it through your neighbour's window.
Yeah, you can watch it. Yeah. You can just come, right, break in here and watch it if you want through the window. Mm. BBC.co.uk/Radio 1. So me and my friend Chris here went to see one of your fabulous new films yesterday. Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yes.
We loved it.
Thank you.
It was almost like we were on a date. Only it was 9:30 in the morning.
You mean the two of you were on a date?
Yeah,
together.
We don't really go to the cinema together. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a new experience for us.
And neither of us knew that each other were going. So as I walked in, he was like, oh, excellent.
Oh, and then you felt pressure to sit next to each other.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Exactly
yeah.
that.
It was that. I was going to sit a few rows down, but it didn't. But we made a day of it, didn't we? It was quite nice.
Yep. Did you have moments where like your elbows kind of accidentally touched?
Yep, there's those moments. And also I was very wary of him putting an arm over or trying anything like that. Oh, None of that happened.
Your character is so lovely in it.
Thank you.
So if people, obviously they haven't seen the film yet, explain a little bit more about who you are and what happens to you.
I play a woman named Cheryl who works with Walter Mitty.
Played Cheryl Melhoff.
Melhoff. Yeah, I think when she meets Walter, she's going through a bit of a transition herself and they sort of have this thing in common where maybe they aren't really satisfied with their lives are right now. And yeah, she kind of propels him to go on this journey.
Yeah. Now, you've obviously worked with Steve Carell a lot and you've worked with Ben Stiller on this film. Mm-hmm. Who's best?
I like how you got right up to the mic on that. I'm not going to tell you. Mm. No, they're both great. Come on.
Okay. But is there one that maybe has... Is there any weird habits?
But is there one that's better?
Is there one that's better? No, but is there any, like, is there any kind of strange rituals or habits that either of them have or maybe you have before you film a scene or before you get into the movie? Do you meet up before? That's what I always want to know about film stars. It's like, obviously, when you get the script, you're like, oh, good, I'm in it with them. Yes, I'll do it. But do you have, like, meetings around their house before...
Sometimes,
how does it work?
Sometimes.
Because surely it's not the first day on set that you see each other.
No, well, I mean, like, sometimes. If I'm supposed to be, really close with someone or like maybe an old friend in the movie, of course we're going to try to like spend some time together to get to have a little bit of a rapport, especially when it's a guy and you have to do like
Got to say, love Kristen, scene. That's what we liked. That's what we liked about this new film. There are no nudie bits.
No.
I don't know.
No, I liked it.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I could easily go to see it with my mum.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you, I took my mum to see Bridesmaids.
I'm sorry.
And I was like, this is going to be hilarious. It's about all these girls. They have a great time. They're bridesmaids. And the first scene, Kristen, oh my God.
Oh, it's the funniest.
Well, there's no nudity, though. There's no nudie bits.
But imagine watching that with your mum. Well, you probably have.
Yeah, I did. And I was embarrassed to say that we broke it.
But then after that first scene, you're good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's pretty good after that.
It's really good. So, obviously, you're one of our favourite funny women right now. Who are your favourites?
Oh, man. Let's see. Gosh, there's a lot of funny women. I think Lena Dunham is very talented. Mm. I think you don't get Saturday Night Live out here, but I think all
because they block it.
The new ladies on the show, all the ladies on the show are really, really good.
No, but Scott showed me stuff that you've done. Scott was showing me videos of stuff that, and that was for...
Oh, that I've done?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit obsessed.
He is obsessed with you.
Yeah, I am.
It's kind of funny to see this, because often guests come in.
I'm playing it cool now.
Well, you're completely hiding behind your microphone.
Yes, I am.
I can't see your face.
That's right.
Because guests come in and he's sometimes very good. I'm obviously not saying that you don't take an interest in other people that come in, but I know this one is a sort of...
It's particularly close to me, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, that's awkward.
Awkward.
good. Now, we have just announced on our show that next week we're playing a game called Innuendo Bingo with someone called Will Ferrell.
I've heard of him.
You'll be aware of him.
Yes.
Now, how kindly do you think would he take to have... Well, there'll be water spat on him.
Right, yeah.
Do you think that's something he would like?
Yeah. Okay. Why not? He's kind of up for anything.
Yeah, he seems to be nice from the films.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. What was working on Anchorman 2 like as well?
Very exciting and a little nerve-wracking. I mean, the first movie is, such a classic. It's one of my favorites. And the first scene I did was with all the guys and they kind of just walked through a doorway in all of their costumes and... Keckner had his cowboy hat on, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm really here.
That must be weird.
It was really fun.
How long ago was that you made that?
That was last spring, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. So you haven't made all these films since the last time you came to see us?
No, it's funny because we did a little work on Walter Mitty later, and I realized that it was pretty much a year apart that I started Mitty and did Anchorman, and they're coming out so close together. It's so weird.
So how does it work in this kind of line of work? Do you have a break at all? Do you stop for Christmas?
Yeah. I mean, I do have a break now, actually, for a few months. I'm taking some time.
Apart from this.
To not do anything.
And all the other interviews.
Oh, I'll be here.
Doing.
I'll be hanging out at the station.
Yeah. You'll be in that bedroom bit back there.
Yeah.
They sometimes film in there, and there's a bed in there. You can sleep
great.
There.
Great. Place to sleep. Great.
Now, we've got something a bit new, Kristen, which we want to run by you. Do you ever read your own film reviews?
No.
You don't?
No.
Never, ever.
I don't really go online ever. Mm. I don't Google myself. I don't watch some of the movies that I've done.
Are you being honest?
I swear. I mean, I've Googled myself in the past.
It never turns out well,
does it? The first time I did it was like right when I started SNL, and I was like, oh, I'll never do this again, ever. Yeah. It's not a good thing.
No.
Yeah. No.
We were looking up earlier because we were Googling you.
Okay.
So, and, like 10 years ago, you were an extra in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And now look, that's incredible in 10 years. Isn't it?
Has it been 10? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Does it feel like not that long ago you were being an extra?
It feels like a really long time ago.
Right.
That's
a thankless task, isn't it? Sat there in that van for hours.
Well, yeah.
Someone's got
to
do it.
One of them actually wasn't bad. It was for a movie, and I was just like Lady on the Beach. And I was barely in the shot. I mean, I was like the size of an ant, so I didn't even know when we were rolling, and I just kind of like laid on the beach.
That's incredible.
Yeah, they're just like, go way down. Just keep going down and just like set up.
One of my friends who lives in Vancouver now was one of the people that, do you remember the quite famous scene in the Scream movies where they're throwing the popcorn? She was one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's still got that on her CV.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
It's kind of fun to look back at those, even though I haven't.
Oh, but that's a good point, because you can make your CV really good now because you've got all these other... But when you're an extra and you had to write your CV, I take it you would have to write it in a really like...
Wait, what's a CV?
Oh, so it's...
Oh, like a resume.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so you'd have to write it in a really elaborate way. So even though you were just Lady on a Beach, I'm sure you called it something very different
back
then.
You're like frustrated sunbather or something.
Yeah.
Did you have any other good extra parts?
There's a show... in the States called, that was not, it's not anymore, called Judging Amy. Did you have that show out here?
No.
About a lawyer named Amy.
Did we have that?
Or a judge, rather.
Okay.
And I was an extra in that, but it was like they were having a meeting. And you know that glass that's like kind of wavy where you can't really see a person's face? It's just like shapes. I would walk back and forth back there. So I was just a shape. But I was really, you know, I was like tending to my work. I was looking at the file and very like, into it. And then I realized later, it's like, I'm just a shape.
Yeah. Who tells you though, like who brings you from being an extra to being a Hollywood star? How does that work?
God.
Apart from God.
Well, it was a long journey. I mean, I.
But there are thousands of extras, and there aren't many.
Yeah. Well, I was doing that, and then I was also waiting tables at Universal Studios. Actually, that's where I was waiting tables. I was taking improv classes, and then I was auditioning for commercials, and then I found a manager, and eventually it was sitcoms and stuff like that. Occasionally, a film audition, but not that often. And then SNL was after that.
Were you in any adverts?
Yes.
Oh, I want to hear about that.
No, because you'll find them.
Yeah, go on.
Was it fake?
Tell us one.
Body?
Were you in any pizza adverts?
Any what? No, but I was in a Burger King commercial.
Yes!
Oh, wait, was it Wendy's?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I can't remember. I was in a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Oh, yes.
Were
you an excited customer?
I was
an excited customer.
No, I was actually... Very strangely enough, I was a bridesmaid.
Okay.
We were like in the back of a limo and we were talking about some culotta drink that they have
this.
Or something.
Love all this.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, I know you don't read your reviews, but Chris has actually done one of the new film.
Oh.
Yeah.
And our new thing is to actually have the star here while we read it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done in his own unique style.
Okay.
Also, feel free to chip in.
Yeah, like, do.
That's
if he gets any wrong.
Reviews. Instead of it just being out there and you having to accept it, you're more than welcome to sort of chip in when you want.
I can fix it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that.
Music and everything.
We're going to wait. Sorry, got to play a song. So you've got to wait 4 long minutes for this review of your film. You all right?
Yeah.
Good. 30 Seconds to Mars are playing on Radio 1. Kristen Wiggs with us. Kristen Wiig's here.
Hi.
One of my favourite actresses. And oh God.
Do you know last time you were here, Scott asked you to do, was it the Taylor Swift face?
Yeah, I
that
did.
You got kind of you were famous for at one point. You did it.
I was famous for it.
We did a video of it, and it got so many views.
Well, yeah, we just did a.
Are you serious?
Just you doing the face,
just on this camera in here, just you doing Taylor Swift face, going
really?
Yeah,
like thousands and thousands.
That's insane.
I know. That's the internet.
Okay.
Do you live in LA?
I live in New York. I have also a place in LA, but I'm based in New York.
Here's my thing. Who's doing your Christmas tree? You're here.
You know what? I don't have one yet.
But, like, that's important.
I know. Mm. It's going to have to be a last minute
in both
purchase.
Of your homes. I hope you're... Are you going home for Christmas?
I'm going to be in New York, and then I'm going to see my family.
Cool.
And they'll have a tree.
So, Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yes.
With Kristen Wiig, Ben Stiller. It's coming out soon. And we've seen the film. So, for the first time... A huge star is in the studio as Chris reads the review of the film, which he has written to the star. This is a new thing. And if Kristen likes it, I think we may do it to all the Hollywood stars.
It's an honest review, though, but it's only because because we had to go to a screening of it, and there was lots of kind of professional people doing the reviews in there.
And that's not what you'll get from this.
And I don't know. I just thought this could be my new jam. This could be my new thing, doing the reviews. Why not?
So, Kristen never reads any of her reviews online, so this is a first. So, Chris, whenever you're ready.
Ready?
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty review with the star of the film in here.
It's fine. It's not awkward at all.
No.
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. This is a truly heartwarming tale about a man doing everything he can to get off with a girl. It's a story that inspires...
get off with. That. You're aware of that. I think it's a British thing.
Okay.
Get off with. It's
an American thing too, but I think it means something different.
Oh, right. No, it's not as bad as that
here.
Okay, carry on.
It's a story that inspires, in particular, men who are pursuing girls out of their league. The key message to this film is persistence. However desperate you've got to be, it's important you keep on pursuing the girl you are targeting.
That's the message of the film?
It's what I got from it.
Okay. Yeah.
Scott, would you agree?
Maybe keep going.
When watching the film, I could see a large similarity in the plot between The Secret Life of Walter Mitty and Gladiator.
What?
I'll go on to explain. Less bloody and less death, but the plot was similar. Whatever is thrown at you, or whatever you have to do, it is important to climb those mountains, chase your dream, or slay those lions. I think what I'm trying to say here is this idea of persistence is the
is key.
Is the theme that seems to be running through this, you know.
And Walter, I mean, he was persistent. But then Walter kind of falls off the face of the earth for quite some time. And she just gets on with her life.
Yeah, true.
But then he comes back without giving too much away.
Plot
spoiler, everyone.
I've got to be honest here. It's hard writing these reviews and not giving away exactly what happens.
That's the problem, isn't it? Anyway, carry on.
The film is quite melty at times. This is a good one to take a girl to the cinema to. Plenty of moments, especially at the end, that make you feel warm and fuzzy, offering you the perfect opportunity for a reach around.
Oh.
As in, you know where you do the arms?
Yeah, I think that also has a different meaning.
I wrote that.
I don't want that to be lost in translation.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Crack
you
on.
You know what he means with the
I
yawn
do.
And
with
the,
your arm on her shoulder.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this one. A rare film that you can genuinely watch with your mum and dad without cringing. No Rudy scenes, which is both a positive for the reason I just gave, but a negative, as Kristen Wiig looks hot in this one.
Oh, she's here! She's here!
Although thinking about it, I'm not sure I'll be able to take a Rudy scene with Ben Stiller in seriously. All in all,
there
feeling this, four starks.
Four
starks.
That is good.
Out of five.
Oh.
Well, I liked it.
Well,
do you know what? She's going to be so happy with that.
That's a very...
You can have it on your poster.
It's very good.
What? A bit melty.
It's a bit melty. I like that you compared it to Gladiator.
Yeah. Well,
because...
Yeah. Bit different.
Not the same. Okay, so there we are. That's the first review that you've heard or seen in a long time. How was it for you?
I feel okay.
Good.
Yeah.
I think it was all right.
I'm glad you liked it.
We very much enjoyed the film and everyone should go and see it.
Yes, everyone should go and see it.
Kristen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
Hey, there's lots of Christmas songs we were talking about that we have here that you don't have in America and vice versa.
Oh.
So we've been playing a song called Feliz Navidad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
I do.
No one knows it here.
Oh, yeah.
No one knows.
I'd literally never heard of it until he played it to me the other day.
I love it. Yeah, see, that's
weird. I want to wish you
It's good, right?
It's good.
Here's one that you definitely won't have had in America. The Darkness. No?
I love The Darkness.
Don't you know The Bell's End?
I don't know this.
No, no, it's another Christmas one. Do you know Slade?
Slade?
No.
It's true, they don't know
it. I told you, they don't know it. Fading joy and surprise. Greg James, hi.
Good day.
Good day to you, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Good day, sir.
So last night we took to the decks at the Phil and Alice DJ bedroom party. I thought it was good. We did play absolute filth R&B, though.
I really want to play that clip of... Because I don't think Greg will remember it, of the heckling.
Yeah, what? There was one point where you were heckling. Alice was trying to do a straightforward link about Dan Kroll, and you're like, whoa, Dan lol. Remember that?
Yes.
You had both just arrived from the...
We were obviously really excited.
Christmas party.
You know, you were happy to be there.
Emotions were running high after the Christmas party, and we were just kind of high on life.
Yeah, you were pumped. Listen to this.
There are pictures of the night so far up on the Radio 1 Facebook page. Me in bed with Dan Kroll, incriminating. and Chris's amazing Christmas get-up.
Guys, it's looking good.
The second one was you.
Right now.
No, it's him.
That was you.
And then him telling us
and I'm going,
to
stop heckling. Stop heckling.
I didn't realise we were on the mic.
No, but Dan we were.
Dan lol.
Dan lol. Like, so, now it's time for real or no real.
That is not one for the old listen again, is it?
No. Well, I think it is in a way.
I don't know.
Real or no real with Greg James today. You feeling all right?
I feel awful.
Oh, sure.
However, I'm excited because Carl Pilkington's on the show after five today.
Yes.
I cannot wait to get him on.
Say hi from me, please.
I shall.
I used to work with him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Chris Smith used to work with him as well.
Yeah, I used to work with him in Manchester.
Wasn't it like really late at night as well?
Yeah, he was on the weekends 2 till 6 a.m. They didn't spot his potential.
Wow.
This is way before like he...
What, was a presenter?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, before he met Ricky Gervais. And I was doing mid-mornings. And he was on weekends 2 till 6 a.m.
But he used to work at a London radio station as well. He used to make all the jingles and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how he met Ricky. I didn't know he was a presenter as well.
Good lad he is.
I'll mention that to him.
Podcast is on after five. What about this lot? Real or no real?
While at Miley Cyrus's 21st birthday party last month, Liam Payne from One Direction saved Calvin Harris from, in his own words, being KO'd by a flying person of unusually short stature.
So there you are. You're at Miley Cyrus's 21st birthday. Liam Payne's there. Calvin Harris is there. And then Calvin Harris swoops in. Sorry, Liam Payne swoops in and saves Calvin Harris from a short person flying towards them.
Mm. I mean, all sorts of weird stuff must go on at Miley Cyrus parties.
You'd think, yeah.
I mean, they're not just going to be normal parties.
However...
But it's like deliberately weird though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all a bit of an act.
How so?
It is. I mean, her parties will not be as wild as you think they are. Just because you think... It's what you're meant to think.
Do you think she's like Pitbull then, in the sense that all talk sort of thing?
I know. I just think it's very, very cleverly positioned.
Do you think Pitbull's all talk?
I think so. Well, you've said this before as well, Scott. Yeah. It's fair to dob you in here.
Yeah.
That he says all these things, you know, about sisters and everything like that. It would never happen.
What, nuns?
Oh, no, he just goes, oh, Pitt. She said, Pitt, you can have me and my sister. No, so she didn't.
No, she didn't.
Oh, okay. Like Mr. Worldwide. And he's like, face down, booty up.
Yeah, yeah.
Back it up like a tonka truck.
Yeah, that, rubbish. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. Miley Cyrus, no, it's all very, very clever marketing, which we've all fallen for, I think.
You haven't fallen for it.
No, I have not.
But
you,
I can imagine...
You can see right through it.
Nothing gets past you, Mills,
That's
eh?
Right. We're doing this too long, so we're
Inspector
not.
Mills over there.
So, Liam from One Direction saving Calvin Harris from Mini Miley, real or no real?
Well, it sounds real to me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah, that happened. Why was there a flying mini Miley Cyrus there?
Well, hang on.
Because she's so wacky and crazy and edgy, that's why.
But doesn't she... She had dances and stuff, like quite short dances with her, didn't she?
Yeah.
So just...
Don't get me wrong, I love Miley, but it's all very clever.
Mm.
And next.
In the mid-1980s, it was predicted that by the year 2000, there would be 900,000 mobile phones worldwide. When the year 2000 actually came... 900,000 phones were sold every day.
Oh, that's a slight miscalculation there, then, on their behalf.
I love it when we look to the future And there was an old show, I don't know if they ever do it anymore, called Tomorrow's World.
Loved that show.
But what's hilarious, I think you can see videos of it on YouTube, is people predicting what would be happening right now.
It's really good. Like, by now we should all be in flying cars and wearing pink wigs.
I remember one, it was years ago, where they said, one day you'll be able to scan your own stuff at the supermarket.
I mean, at the time, that would blow your mind.
Yeah, they went, it's probably about 10 years away now. But one day, it'll be reality.
I love that.
And it is. And so, what a world we live in.
Yeah, exactly. Now, not a day goes by where there's no problem in the bagging area.
What was better for you, Chris? Was it Tomorrow's World or How?
Oh, no. How,
Who, as we call it.
It is Who.
But how.
And that was a classic show, How for Now.
Anyway,
look, if we look to the future, what are we predicting then? Let's be bold here.
One day you'll be able to order shopping online and it'll be delivered to you.
But that's been done, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
I reckon the future is going to be, and it'll be people like yourselves first. The celebrities will get this first, and then it will follow through, because that's how it generally works.
What, room service?
No, it'll be that your whole house, instead of having to leave to go to a like different country, you can turn your house into that environment. So you'll just have a room, and you can set the theme. You can be in the forest. Your room turns into a forest.
Oh, right. Well, so if I just go Switzerland setting, then suddenly I'm in like an Alpine snow scenario.
So I'll tell you the other thing that will happen in the future. I want to say it's on radio now, because you'll think I'm stupid, but then one day people will look back and go, you said it first.
They'll play this.
What it will be is motorways, which are all done by like GPS. So you tap where you want to go in, your car just goes onto the motorway. There'll be no more crashes and stuff like that, because it'll all be done with GPS. Anyway, maybe this is the wrong place to be saying all this.
See, he's really thought about
it. Well, he's gone off on one.
He's really thought about it. This is what I like him as a friend, because he really does think about this.
Did you see, you know what, you and Carl Pilkington would really get on.
Really would.
Imagine the meeting of mine. Yeah.
So were their mobile phone predictions wildly wrong?
I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes. Wow. Remember the Millennium Bug?
Who?
Oh, that is Who.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Everyone was so worried.
Will 2K?
Hey!
Remember that Will Smith song?
Great song.
Yeah. Next.
The New York Police Department, or NYPD for short, doesn't have a choir.
Oh.
So, you know, in the famous Christmas song,
the boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go and play.
That one.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
The NYPD choir.
The boss sang that last night at the party.
Did he?
Were you not there?
Yeah, there was a weird moment where
no, it was brilliant.
It was really good, but it's just weird when you see your boss playing.
Yeah. He's playing lead guitar.
Yeah.
So in the song Fairytale of New York, they sing the boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. We're saying,
so there's no choir,
real or no real.
I'd be sad about that. I think that's no real.
I think it's the kind of thing someone will have looked up and found a technicality and blown it up into a big thing. I'm saying real.
You're saying real?
Yep.
That one's real.
Yeah. No choir, made up.
Whoa. Should get on that, didn't they?
And the Pogues had actually never been to New York when they wrote the song.
Oh, good.
Next.
Greg James was papped at 4 a.m. this morning, tucking into a late-night chili con carne with pals in London's West End.
I did hear it went on.
Now, there is a dossier here, which I have.
This
happens every now and then when we got the photos of people.
With some potential evidence. So in this dossier that I have in my hand, are there pictures of you boshing a late-night chili con carne at 4 a.m. in London's busy West End?
Well, it happened, but I don't know if I was pictured by anybody. Who would say it can only have been one of your associates who works in this show who was sat next to me at the time.
Oh. Oh, well, that changes things.
I'm going to say real on this one, Scott.
Okay. Well, no, but we're saying papped as opposed to like a little selfie.
Imagine.
No, I'm going to say no real.
Okay. Imagine what a slow night it must have been.
Remember that? Remember that one?
He's eating chili.
Remember that one you took of me outside that place that you had framed, Chris?
Oh, yes, I did.
On the floor.
I didn't get him framed. It's quite a compromising picture of Scott. I got made into a puzzle for his Christmas.
Oh, a puzzle, that was it.
Somebody would have sent this to me if it was true. I think this is no real.
So you don't want me to open the dossier?
Well, I want you to open the dossier,
But even if you do open the dossier, it's just going to be him eating chili.
No, hang on, but who took the photo?
Oh, my God.
Is he naked?
It's just not good.
What's happened here?
What's in the chili?
Like, real or no real?
Who's with him?
Well, real or no real?
I don't remember. I remember eating it.
I know.
Why is everyone gasping?
Come
on. Come on, real.
That one is no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah, there's nothing on the paper,
nothing. All right.
And at the end of that hilarious round of real or no real.
I got 20, Greg got 30.
It was very nice, by the way.
Was it?
Oh.
Was it 4 a.m?
Sent from heaven.
Where'd you get a 4 a.m. chili con carne?
Balance.
He's Greg James.
Where'd you get that?
The best place.
He's Greg James.
That's crazy.
There's an all night.
Get whatever he wants.
No way.
Right, you need to go to this place.
Oh, I know what you mean. Greg James is next. Beersy Show, and if you liked the Sunita Inuana Bingo, watch the video on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. We're back on air tomorrow morning, and it's Friday, nearly Christmas, between 1 and 4 on Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.